I'm so grateful because he made who he was abundantly clear to me. And that allowed me to make the decision that I needed to get out of there that day.
That's Vivian Tu. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Thursday. I am thankful for you joining me today as we have a new featured speaker, former Wall Street trader, content creator, author, and podcast host, Vivian Tu, making her first appearance on the show to really encourage us to look at our so-called bad experiences in our life and change our perspective to look at them as opportunities for bigger and better things to come. Here's Vivian Tu. Enjoy.
I love the tongue-in-cheek note to the man who told you you were too girly to succeed in finance, and how, as you put it, your book is a love letter to anyone who has ever felt left behind, forgotten, or taken for granted. Could you share a little bit more about the story of being too girly and how you're hoping to change that through your book?
Yeah. When I started at JP Morgan, I was so lucky. My first manager was the only other woman on the team, only other person of color on the team. They really said twofer for both of us. And she took me under her wing, probably because she saw a lot of me in herself. She grew up in a very middle-class family, got a full ride to Stanford, you know, obviously incredibly smart. But she had worked on Wall Street ever since she graduated. And she made more money mistakes than I even could count because she really didn't have that type of guidance. And I got to avoid 50% of those mistakes because of her. And she was the one being like, come over here, and like clicking the investments for me to purchase in my 401k. And she would tell me how to, you know, use the corporate catalog to like stay at hotels for cheaper. And I was like, oh, wow, this is a real hack. Like I was really staying at hotels that I certainly could not afford. And there was just a level of closeness there that I couldn't replicate. And then it was gone. Overnight, the head of my desk, not her boss, not his boss, but this guy up here, got let go. They brought in a new guy. That guy fired 50% of the team. And keep in mind, this is the team that I had interned with, that had hired me. These are people who I'd already curried a year's worth of favor with. Like, I had done special projects that I was not responsible for people that I did not report into, because I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to give everybody a reason to want to give me opportunities. And suddenly, it looked like a completely different team overnight, and one that I did not have any sort of goodwill with. And the new manager found out that before I was in trading, I'd done a summer in banking and was decent, knew my way around an Excel sheet. And so he was like, oh, you know that. Like, do you want to come work for my right-hand guy? And when the new head of the desk, after you just watched your old boss's boss get fired, asked you a question like that, it's not really a question. It's kind of like a, do you still want your job? And so I was like, yes, I would like to remain gainfully employed. So I'll go work for your guy. And that was the beginning end, because he treated me with such disrespect, and he would leer over my shoulder as I would work through an Excel sheet, clean it up, make it right, do all the things he was asking me to do. He would then present it in a meeting and like not even be able to present it well, because I had built the entire thing and he didn't even bother to ask me to walk him through it. He just felt like he would be smart enough to understand. And he didn't like anything about me. He didn't like that I was a woman. He didn't like how my nails click-clacked on the keyboard. He didn't like that I would, you know, put a little bit of makeup on in the morning. Like, things that I certainly was not going to stop doing for him. And one day I came into work with a long cardigan on, and he looked at me, touched his hands together, and then bowed and said, "Ooh, is that a kimono?" Which, by the way, walking HR violation, this man. But that was kind of just like the moment that I needed. And I'm so grateful for that moment. Can you imagine being grateful for that moment? But like, I'm so grateful because he made who he was abundantly clear to me. And that allowed me to make the decision that I needed to get out of there that day. And so I told my mentor, I was like, "I'm quitting my job right now." She's like, "Don't be an idiot. Don't quit your job right now." And so she was like, just wait. We'll talk after work. Just like chill. I ended up talking to her, and I always say this, like, your network is your net worth. She was like, "Okay, I have a friend who left her job in Wall Street, and now she works at a media company. Do you have any interest in chatting with her?" I was like, I would chat with a brick wall if it meant I could get away from this man. And so I chatted with that woman, and she ended up becoming my first boss at BuzzFeed. And so I'm grateful that he made me feel so unwelcome and essentially made it so hard to work underneath him, because without that moment, I don't have this.
Big thanks to Vivian too for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with her and her work, you can go to her website, yourrichbff.com. Her Instagram is your.richbff. That is also her YouTube. Her latest book is entitled Rich AF, The Winning Money Mindset That Will Change Your Life. And I also mentioned she had a podcast, and that is entitled Net Worth and Chill with your rich BFF, Vivian Tu. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk, which is a really good talk, by the way, you can check it out by going to YouTube and typing in Vivian Tu, Rich AF, The Winning Money Mindset That Will Change Your Life, Talks at Google. And I'll have the links to everything that I just mentioned, along with a link to today's entire talk. They will all be in the show description below, so you can go and check that out. All right, when you get a chance, please follow the show, share it, or leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see daily 1-minute inspirational and motivational reels of all your favorite speakers that we feature on the show. All right, that is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a fantastic and wonderful and beautiful rest of your day. And I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.